Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, so today I want to talk about psychological safety. We always talk about physical safety, but I want to talk about psychological safety. If you're not familiar with really what that is, in very, very high level basic terms, it means people feel safe to speak up, share their ideas, and even admit those mistakes that we all make without the fear of reprimand or the fear of looking silly or foolish. So if you think about it, if your team is holding back because they are afraid that you may judge them or shut them down, how many good ideas are you actually missing out on? How many problems may go unsolved because no one actually feels comfortable saying, hey, I see an issue here? Creating this type of safety, it does not require a PhD in psychology. There is a simple way to start, and you have to just basically model it yourself. So when you as the team lead, the supervisor, manager, or leader, or whatever that looks like for you, say things like, I might be wrong here. Or, you know, that's a really good point. I haven't considered that yet. Your team already knows that you don't know all the answers, and you won't. And that's okay. The difference here is whether you pretend you know all the answers or whether you invite them into the conversation and hear some of the other answers. Psychological safety isn't about doing things overnight. It takes time, it takes trust, and you do need to model it. But some small, consistent steps forward can help. So when people start to feel heard, they feel trusted and they contribute more and they provide more ideas. When they know that if they make a mistake, they aren't punished, they sometimes will take more ownership of mistakes and even tell you of a mistake before you find it so that they can learn faster and get over the hump that they might be in. When there is curiosity from a leader instead of criticism as well, you might get some more innovation and creativity happening. So psychological safety doesn't actually mean lowering any standards or letting everything slide. It is about creating an environment where people really can try, where they can make mistakes so that they can learn and grow and improve without fear, without embarrassment, or without being pointed out. They really need the high support, and we want the high expectations. So there is an actual balance there. Teams that have higher psychological safety around with and leaders who take that serious actually can be more engaged. You know, I've had leaders tell me they're suddenly more productive and turnover can go down, which is very costly if it's high. So you want to lower that turnover. So remember, when people do feel safe and they can share their ideas and they can make mistakes and you're going to help them through them, they stick around and they do perform at a higher level eventually because they're learning and growing. So here's your challenge this week. Next time someone shares an idea, if you're a person who rushes to explain why that won't work, I want you instead to just pause for a second and then say, tell me more. Those three little words, just tell me more. It's a little bit of magic here because when we say, tell me more, they suddenly feel valued, heard, empowered, and they know that you want to listen to their ideas. Keep the door open to their ideas. Even if you say, tell me more, I want you to actually listen. They probably have great ideas that maybe you haven't thought of or that you could be creative around together. We also want to be able to keep the open door for ideas in the future as well. Remember, when your team feels safe, both physically and psychologically, they don't just share ideas. They'll share you the best ideas. Thank you for joining me for this week's Tip Thursday with Tara. I've just launched a brand new leadership community with leaders of all levels, from team leaders, supervisors, all the way to the top. We are diving into topics such as this every week. It's a space to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders who are doing all the hard work with you. If that sounds like something you'd benefit from, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.